On February 23rd, the Edmonton Police Service honored two Indigenous women who went missing in the 1970s, had their bodies recovered, and went unidentified until now. They laid in unmarked graves, but as of today, the spirits of 24-year-old Louise Latterroot and 30-year-old Irene Jackknife were eternally laid to rest and are with their families. In written statements from the families, Jackknife was described to be a loving mother who enjoyed baking and cooking. Quote, she would play on the floor with us, and if we didn't have toys at the time, she would make cutout figures and different toys from cardboard boxes, end quote. From Latterroot's sister, she wrote, quote, Louise, we've always wondered what happened when you went missing in 1975 and if you would ever be found. We've never stopped searching for you. We've never forgotten about you, and we never will. We know that your life had never been an easy one, and we don't know what really happened when you went missing, end quote. Carrie Thomason, the missing persons Indigenous navigator within the Edmonton Police Service, worked side by side with the families, and she describes how she feels now that the souls of Latterroot and Jackknife are back with their families.
There's no words to describe it. When I got the feedback for the DNA matches, I screamed and I cried. I was so happy that as a unit, we were able to bring some answers to the families. And I still get goosebumps just thinking about how the families get to have their loved ones back and they get some answers. There's no higher point than that in my career.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.